The Air Force didn't have to look far to find experts to help them improve the environmental footprint of their bases. They just had to knock on the door over at the Environmental Protection Agency. The Air Force and EPA signed a memorandum of understanding last month to conduct environmental footprint analyses to support sustainable remediation on Air Force installations in the Pacific Southwest region. Timothy Bridges is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Environment, Safety, and Occupational Health. He joins Jason Miller and I to discuss the collaboration between the Air Force and the EPA under the MOU. And Mr. Bridges, good of you to join us this morning. Thanks for coming on Federal News Radio.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about the goal of this memorandum of understanding that you've signed with EPA.
Well, let me first say that the Air Force is fully committed to protection of human health and the environment and to full compliance with applicable laws and at all of its facilities for all programs, including cleanup. And so this thing we call green and sustainable remediation is just one of the ways that we're using to do just that. It's a use of a wide range of practices to minimize the environmental impact of our environmental cleanup actions at our Air Force installations. So the MOU that we've signed with EPA is really a formalization of the collaboration between the Air Force and EPA's Region 9 to assess the environmental footprint analysis tools that we'll use to meet the President's mandates to look for resources efficiencies in the federal government.
Now, the Air Force certainly has previous experience doing base cleanups. I assume you're looking to the EPA here for some additional expertise. Is that the idea?
Well, yes, and of course, we've been in the cleanup business for quite some time, and we're working with EPA to take a look at a couple of tools that we have out there to do the analysis to find the most efficient and let's say greenest way to do these cleanup actions. We don't want to take pollution out of the ground and then turn around and put it back in the air, so we're looking at how to optimize those opportunities.
Mr. Bridges, can you talk a little bit about what kind of tools you're talking about? Are you talking about like software and hardware, meaning computer-related tools, or more of the types of tools where, you know, when you talk about the processes by which you clean up the sites?
Sure. These are actually analysis tools that help us decide some of the best ways to optimize the systems that we already have out there. They look at the practices that we currently use that include water reuse and how we can optimize that, helping us to find what are the best alternative energy sources to help us do our cleanup, and then just helping us do the analysis to find the best way to tweak our current cleanup system so they work as efficiently as possible.
Can you talk a little bit about how this came together, the MOU with EPA? As you said, it's a formalizing the relationship you've already had. How long have you worked with EPA? Is this much different, or is this just kind of putting pen to paper?
Well, this is really an initiative that started out there in the Southwest. We, you know, our vision, of course, is to be a world leader in environmental safety and occupational health management to provide better care for our airmen and the environment to help us meet our mission in airspace and cyberspace. But there are several installations out there in California that have been proactive in implementing this green and sustainable remediation. And EPA Region 9, which covers the Southwest, is leading EPA's initiative in green and sustainable remediation. So they were the right place and the right folks to work with, and we've had a good relationship with Region 9 for quite some time.
Now, these installations that we're talking about, are these installations that are still being occupied by the Air Force, or they have they been left in some kind of BRAC action and turned over to civilian control, a little mix of both?
I say both. In fact, the pilot site that we've chosen to do this is an active installation. It's Travis Air Force Base out there in California. And so we're looking at some of their activities in the active cleanup arena to try some of this out and do the analysis to find out how do we find optimal solutions for their cleanup responsibilities.
So it's starting in the Pacific Southwest. Are you going to move across the country to other bases? Or is this just, again, since it's a pilot stage, you're going to see how it works and then go from there?
Exactly. It's a pilot opportunity, and we're going to take what we get from this and see what we can apply across the enterprise, across the Air Force, at all of our installations. And going to be a joint effort, and we're looking for a joint recommendation from both the EPA and the Air Force as to what is the best tool or combination of tools to help us do the analysis to find the greenest solution to our cleanup responsibilities.
Now, as you mentioned, that the people out in California have been kind of on the forefront of using analysis tools to ensure that the cleanup is greener. Are there some tools that you've already been using and you want to kind of test those more broadly? Or are these really new tools that EPA or EPA has developed or they've kind of come across through contractors or other universities?
Actually, there are a couple tools out there now, and so this is an effort to eliminate, combine, or whatever, but to find an efficiency that, so that we're not looking at the same thing through various means. The Air Force currently has a site remediation tool, we call it, and EPA also has an analysis tool. So that's kind of where we start with existing tools and seeing what are the best attributes of both tools, and do we combine, or is one better than the other, or is there something else that we find in, during the course of our analysis that is even better than the two?
Are you at the point yet where some of the techniques you've refined and developed with EPA are, you know, exportable to your sister military services, or have you already been working with the Army, Marine Corps, Navy to because you all have these same issues on your bases,
sure.
I assume.
Sure. The Navy also has a tool out there, and so we've invited them in as well to help us with that. But you know, we have had this opportunity for some time. I think we started back in December. Actually, came to agreement and chose the pilot site. The analysis is going to run through March, and then we're looking to have the recommendations identified or determined for how we're going to move forward. And again, try to apply what we learn across the Air Force.
Can you talk a little bit about the future kind of impact on the bases? If you find that these tools work, if you can find that you can remediate the sites and through a sustainable process, what's the end result? What's the long-term goal?
Well, we're going to incorporate that into our current practices of trying to use a performance-based cleanup approach to accelerate our sites, to try to get to site closure, to bring the program to closure as soon as we can, and try to take those efficiencies and roll them back into the program. And we have had some examples already of where we've seen being able to use renewable sources such as wind energy to power the systems that we use to pull our contaminants out of the ground has been beneficial because it doesn't put a burden on the electric grid and it avoids putting even more pollution into the air.
We're speaking with Timothy Bridges, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Environment, Safety, and Occupational Health. Now, Mr. Bridges, one thing that has to come to mind is cost. Now, you said you want to not duplicate tools, not duplicate efforts. Is there cost involved here? Obviously, you're not paying EPA, and EPA is not paying the Air Force, at least I hope not. But what's the idea behind this? Is there a cost savings here, or at least a cost avoidance happening?
I think we're looking for both. If we can avoid using or developing a tool that is already out there, then of course that's a cost savings. If some of the criteria that we use to determine the best methodology is of course cost effectiveness. So if we can find a way to reduce our cost, then of course we want to apply that.
That's Timothy Bridges, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Environment, Safety, and Occupational Health. And again, Mr. Bridges, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, and have a great morning.
You too, sir.